hound handler permits.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Director Williams. Ryan Wakeling, Game Bureau Chief, for the record. Again, this is another item that the commission heard in April. The rule that we prepared, the department prepared to deal with the issuance of non-resident hound handler licenses, direct result of legislation during the 2019 session. The proposal largely provides a method by which a limited number, up to 35 Class D4 licenses, may be authorized and issued to a non-resident to use hounds during a season for mountain lions. No more than two in any unit. There was substantial, not as much comment here as it was on the quotas. A lot of the public comment that we received on this proposal largely dealt with either satisfaction or dissatisfaction with the legislation, and really didn't address the proposed regulation that we have before you. There was, however, one comment that might have been iterated more than once that even with such a small number of licenses and with some of the restrictions that might be associated with those, there is the possibility that there could be a leftover hound handler license. And so what the comment that we received from the public suggested was that we consider the ability to surplus those licenses if indeed there was a leftover license. And we agreed with that comment. We thought that was a good idea. And so we made that change in this proposal. There are, however, some incidences or some restrictions on how that might be used. For instance, you have to be drawn for a license in some cases, in addition to the D4 license. And so if you were a surplus D4 license, it wouldn't be available to just everybody. It would be only available to anybody who also had a license for mountain lions in those instances. And so under those circumstances, under those conditions, we thought it would be an appropriate tool that might be, we would want to include. And although we did not explicitly exclude that from the first proposal, we wanted to make sure that it was included in this. So that's the only change to the proposal based on, in comparison with what you had seen in April.
Thank you. So again, for clarification, even though this is more explicitly outlined, it's really not a change from the April proposal. Is that position of the department?
It's not a change, it's a clarification.
I think I'll go ahead and request public comment anyway. But if I could first get a motion from the commission.
Mr. Chair, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission approve the implementation of HB 311 by holding the first drawing for 35 Class D-4 licenses with no more than two Class D-4 licenses issued in any single district in the 2020, coherent with other big game drawings in which all lion districts can be applied, and surplus Class D-4 licenses are made available to eligible applicants through surplus sale as presented by the department.
I'll second the motion.
Motion second. Any questions or comments from the commission?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Wakeling, just to kind of to clarify, I think this was brought up when this was originally proposed. I know that there was a concern about individuals who had drawn a lion tag that then did not draw one of these hound licenses. That really was because of House Bill 311, that was kind of outside of the commission's hands, though, correct? Is that correct in saying so?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brower, that's my understanding as well.
Any further questions from the commission? Rich.
Mr. Chairman, my question would be, we're going to have data that could be presented to the commissioners in a year on how many of those instances may or may not have happened in regards to Commissioner Brower's statement or question.
Mr. Chairman, Vice Chairman Stuker, I have a little bit of difficulty answering that question. I don't have any additional information with me at this point in time that I could accurately address that. It's certainly something I can look into.
Thank you. My real concern is I'd like to know how many buy the license but does not draw the permit after the first go around. So if it's something that may need to be addressed either by the legislators or because I guess my concern is, as I understand it, they have to buy the license, I believe a non-resident somewhere around $329. And if they do not get the permit, then they're not allowed to bring their animals in, and we do not reimburse that amount, as I understand it.
Mr. Chairman, Vice Chairman Stuker, that's something that we can research and certainly provide a more definitive answer than I'm able to provide at this point in time.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm not sure I'm not sure if they can provide an answer.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, it's not something that I need right now. It's just something as we move after the first year.
Yeah. We'll just keep tabs on that for us, and just we do need to track that to figure out if the scenario that Rich described would take place and how often. And I think that data is easily captured. And I'm getting the thumbs up from Quentin, which is always a good sign. So. There's no further comments or questions from the commission. I will see if there's any particular comment on the one item that was slightly adjusted. It's not a true change, but we have a little bit of time. Any comment from the public?
Mr. Chairman, I'm seeing none.
Okay, thank you, Katie. Back to the commission. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 It's 10:15. The next item on the agenda is going to be a little bit of a longer presentation and probably a longer discussion. What's the desire of the commission? Should we take 10 or 15 minutes before this next item?
Mr. Chairman, we're well ahead of schedule. I would say, yes, let's take 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay, let's resume at 10:30 then. Mm-hmm.